We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Nun Tes. We're in the middle of Siv Zayin. Today will be a short Amud, as the Mishnah Berurah takes up much of the Amud with a discussion of a summary of all the halachas, which we will not go through. The Ramah, commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, says the Yesh Machmirin Shelo Listor Stimas Hatoner Hatuach Betit Al Yedei Yisrael Im Efshar Lasos Al Yedei Einu Yehudi. There are some who are Machmir that one should not break up the tit, which was the plaster, which was placed on the oven using a Jew, rather, and non-Jew should do it. V'cheinim Efshar Lasos Al Yedei Yisrael Katan Lo Yas Yisrael Gadol. And as well, if you can have a child do it, then it's better to have a child do it than a Jew do it. V'yimi Efshar. And if you can't have a non-Jew or a child do it, Yas Gadol Yedei Shein Iksas V'achi Nahag, then the Gadol could do it with a shinui, and this is what the minhag is. Obviously, it's always best to do anything with a shinui whenever possible. V'nir li, says the Ramah, hadamutter lachzor v'listom hatoner, that which we say that it's mutter to go ahead and replaster it. Hainu b'yom, that's only during the day. Dikvar kol akadiris mevushalos kol tzarkon, because everything is already completely cooked. Afa b'layla samach l'atmanaso, but to do so at night, right after you have been matmin it, maybe the food is not completely cooked yet, then you cannot put that layer of plaster on the gorin bishul because you cause it to cook faster. You should not have a non-Jew do this as well. Which we will get to.